You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 278. Today we're talking about something that's really been on my mind lately, true enterprise sovereignty, and how it's more approachable than ever, thanks to K8's powered cloud-neutral PostgreSQL.
I know what you mean, Izzo. I've been seeing a lot of interest in this space, especially with the rise of Kubernetes. It's like people are finally realizing they don't have to be locked into a single cloud provider.
Exactly. And that's what makes this so exciting. With sovereign PostgreSQL, companies can have true control over their data and infrastructure, without being tied to a specific cloud or vendor.
So, let's dive into the details. How does it actually work? From what I understand, it uses Kubernetes to enable portability and flexibility.
That's right. And it's not just about portability. It's about giving companies the freedom to choose where and how they deploy their applications, without being locked into a specific cloud or vendor.
I see what you mean. It's like, with traditional cloud providers, you're stuck with their proprietary solutions and limited flexibility. But with sovereign PostgreSQL, you can deploy it anywhere, and still have the benefits of a managed database.
Exactly. And it's not just about the tech itself, but about the market and user story. Who is this for, and how can they use it to their advantage?
Well, from what I've seen, it's mainly targeted at enterprises who want more control over their data and infrastructure. But it's also relevant for anyone who wants to avoid vendor lock-in and have more flexibility in their deployments.
That makes sense. And what about the architecture and design choices behind it? What trade-offs did the creators make, and how does it compare to alternatives?
Ah, great question, Izzo. From what I've researched, the creators of sovereign PostgreSQL chose to use Kubernetes as the underlying platform, which allows for easy deployment and management of the database. And in terms of trade-offs, it seems like they prioritized flexibility and portability over raw performance.
I see. And how does it compare to other solutions out there? What are the key differences, and why would someone choose sovereign PostgreSQL over something else?
Well, compared to other managed database solutions, sovereign PostgreSQL offers a lot more flexibility and control. And compared to traditional on-premises deployments, it offers the benefits of a managed database, without the hassle of managing the underlying infrastructure.
All right, so what's next? What should our listeners go research, try out, or start building to get hands-on with sovereign PostgreSQL?
I'd recommend checking out the PostgreSQL operator for Kubernetes and trying to install it using that. It's a great way to get started and see the benefits of sovereign PostgreSQL for yourself.
And what about exploring the possibilities of cloud-neutral PostgreSQL? What kind of projects or use cases would you suggest our listeners look into?
Well, I think there are a lot of possibilities here. From building cloud-agnostic applications, to creating custom database solutions for specific industries or use cases. The sky's the limit, really.
All right, that's all for today's episode of Exploring Next. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.